أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى ولقد أريناه آياتنا كلها فكذب وأبى. We continue with Surah Taha, where we had stopped. Just to recap a little bit, we stopped at the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam as Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the first mission was to go to Fir'aun and invite him towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they went, Fir'aun asked several questions. Amongst them, the one question was, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The second question was, what will happen to the people of the past who had not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam responded, ilmuha inda rabbi fi kitab la yadillu rabbi wa la yansa, that all that knowledge is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the kitab, in the book. And number two is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never at a loss. Allah does not go astray, nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forget. Thereafter, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about some qualities of Allah, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as the creation of this earth is concerned. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his own qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this earth, minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the creator of the earth, but from this very earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show on the one hand the power of Allah, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows the weakness of man. That is why ulama have written that when we want to really understand that there is absolutely no reason why we should be having pride, and all the reason why there should be humility in insan, then there are two very simple things one has to do. The first is see where we had come from, and the second is see where we are going to. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about, that minha khalaqnakum, from it, from this earth, we have created you. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from this earth, and then obviously from man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put all those qualities in which man would eat from this very same earth, man would nourish himself, and obviously that nutfa, that sperm, also comes from the food that has been nourished, which also comes from the ground. So directly and indirectly, we are created from the earth. So hence Allah says, وَمِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, certainly from the ground we had created you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in the ground we will return you. When man dies, man goes back into that qabr. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from this earth we shall bring you forth once again. In other words, insan's entire life and the creation of insan, the resurrection of insan, all will come out of this earth. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves his qudrat, Allah proves his power on the one hand, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows our weakness. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun, وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى, and certainly we showed Fir'aun all our signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam there. The signs of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwat, one was that asa, one was the stick of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The second was the hand of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Fir'aun was made to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So all the signs were exhausted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed him, and then Allah says, فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى, and his response to that was very simply that he refused to believe and he refuted the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is as far as Fir'aun goes, but all of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us signs of Allah's qudrat from time to time. Allah ta'ala shows us signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion from time to time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the signs of the direction of our lives also. That we see people being born all the time, we'll see people people leaving this world all the time. And that is the journey of man, and that is the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows all of us. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about that incident which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after he gave the message, Fir'aun decided to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ جِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gives the message. Firaun's response is, Musa, you have come here and through your sihr, through your sorcery, you wish to remove us from this land. In other words, you wish to take us away from this land and you wish to overpower us in this land and take over this land. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam obviously had understood the message of Firaun very, very clearly, that Firaun was afraid, but Firaun also carries on and he challenges Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرِهِمْ مِثْلِ. Musa, we will bring certainly sihr, sorcery equal to the sorcery of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he challenges Musa alayhi salam, فَجْعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مُوْعِدًا. Create and make between you and us an appointed time, an appointed place. لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوَاءً. Such a place which none of us, both the parties, will not violate, we will not break the promise that we make to meet at this particular place and at the particular time. And wala anta makanan suwa, and it should be in such a place that it is a very clear place and easily accessible place that is equal to both of us. And hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds, qala maw'idukum yawmuz zina. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that the appointed time will be the day of festivity. Some of the commentators said that the Egyptians at that time had this habit, on a particular day they would leave the city, they would come into the open plains and they would have some form of festivity. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had chosen that time. And why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had chosen that time, when everybody would be there, whatever the competition would be between the two, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to make sure that no one is absent from that. And secondly, وَأَيُّحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى, the time would be that the people assemble in the mid-morning. And why assemble in the mid-morning? There is no mistake in what the people say. The day will be a clear day, number one. Number two, and he had the hope that by the afternoon, many of them would bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here we see Musa alayhi salatu wasalam totally having his confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing full well that him being the Nabi of Allah would have the nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this manner, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam appoints the place and he appoints the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.